This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Despite months of delays, the presidential primary election in Louisiana finally got underway. It's been a bumpy road for the primary, facing concerns around racial inequality and the novel coronavirus pandemic. Voting by mail has been a hot and somewhat controversial topic, as there's been more demand than ever for mail-in voting to help avoid infection by the coronavirus. Republicans have been recalcitrant to extend mail-in voting, saying doing so encourages voter fraud, although Republican Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin has gone on record saying such instances are very rare. In-person early voting is normally a week at this time, but was expanded to 2 weeks for the July primary. Voters were showing up to vote in significant numbers, and absentee ballots are still being accepted. According to Louisiana Secretary of State, more than 196,000 people have voted in Louisiana's presidential primary before Election Day. Of those, more than 103,000 were in-person votes. That's already about 30,000 greater than it was for the 2016 presidential race. But the real story is mail-in voting. John Couvillon is the founder of JMC Analytics, a group that monitors elections and voting habits.
For the mail-in voting, it's up to 83,000, which not only is four times the volume of the 2016 presidential primary, but that 83,000 is an all-time record in terms of the number of people who voted by mail, breaking a record set by the 2016 presidential race of about 60,000.
And since that interview, the mail-in voting count has increased to over 93,000. So what are the early voting trends and what story could be gleaned by the voting demographics? Couvillon has been focusing on this, not just in Louisiana, but other states as well.
The real impact, in my opinion, is I saw elevated black turnout here in Louisiana and in the Georgia primary that was a few weeks ago, because those are some of the few states that actually measure a person's race that you know he or she is registered as. I think of not only the three blue wall states that Donald Trump barely won that perhaps with elevated black turnout they could have been flipped in 2016.
Of those who have voted thus far in the Louisiana primary, more than 113,000 were Democrat, 71,000 were Republican, and 10,000 were listed as other party affiliation. Regular in-person voting for the Louisiana primary is July 11th. Public Radio WRKF in Baton Rouge contributed to this story. You're listening to Red River Radio News.